Visionary Creative Works, in association with Warbird Digital and StarWarsFanWorks.com.
Previously on Codename Starkeeper.
This is Hodge Declan, Care Package Code Niner Niner 73 Alpha. Over.
What do you make of it?
Render aid and bring them here when they land.
The only way they could get to the Death Star was by destroying the shield generator. And I trained those men, all of them. That means their failure is mine. Before you are beaten within an inch of your life, you will have the opportunity to make amends for your sins against the Empire. Perhaps together you can come up with something useful. I am not opposed to minimal amounts of mercy.
The Rebels haven't won yet. They need the core. The imps having Carol jeopardizes all information channels.
I guess then the entire galaxy will thank you.
Talk about your delusions of grandeur.
I need something to show my value to my superiors.
Transfer the prisoners. Tonight. After all, the dark side of the Force has a knack for earning cooperation, does it not?
We're coming up to the perimeter now. Rogan, get rid of that surveillance droid while we dispose of the guards.
Roger, boss.
Oh, man. I'm tired of this post. Seriously.
I hear ya. I got plans, though. As soon as my commission's up, I'm putting military life behind me.
Yeah? What are you gonna do?
Well, this is gonna sound stupid, but I want to be a writer.
Oh, yeah? That's not so stupid. I want to be a writer, too. I got an idea about a smashball player who takes on the crime boss that tries to buy him off.
Sounds good. My idea goes like this. The Supreme Chancellor of the Old Republic is dead, assassinated by a 4-year-old Gungan. 7 Twi'leks are brought together to find him, all bearing a strange likeness. They're all clones of the man responsible.
Wait a second. Clones? Dude, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard in my whole life.
What? I've got a whole army of mind-controlled...
Look, Snutch, in this galaxy, dude, that'll never work.
I guess you're right, Relgus.
Hey, did you hear that?
You'd think guards at an Imperial stockade wouldn't talk so much.
Yeah, I guess they learned from you.
All right, enough you two. Rogan, get the scaling gear.
Yes, sir.
How are we getting inside?
Up there. Exhaust port for the ventilation system.
Oh, come on, isn't that a little obvious? How did you get in last time?
Underground, through the cliff face on the south side. This was a contingency during the last operation.
Fabulous.
Move, Rogan.
Yes, sir.
I thought you said they upgraded security.
This is the Empire. For them, correcting what led to the last problem is the upgrade. Word is, though, that General Janus installed a new automated security grid. He has direct control of security hollows and staff access merely by speaking a word.
That sounds like the MaxSec 4350 voice-activated system from Industrial Automation!
Yeah, that's the one.
So what?
Well, it's only the absolute top-of-the-line, impregnable security system with instant response and certified third-level lethal with explosive ordnance and gaseous discharges.
Hodge!
What?
You're acting like this is a good thing.
Well, I've never seen one before.
All right, I'm next up. Then the girl, followed by the slicer.
We have names.
So do I. It's Sir.
Whatever. All right, here I go.
You got it okay, Karya?
Your concern is touching, Hodge. Really. Now get up the rope.
You got it.
Ew. Really, Hodge?
You do it your way, and I'll do it mine.
We got a problem, boss.
What is it?
Laser barrier.
Blast it.
Hey, what's the matter? Oh.
Now what, boss?
I guess we go in.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Hodge, they had a laser barrier, but it just went down. The air stopped, too.
They must have reset the security protocols. Gone to alert level black. silent alarm.
Why?
It doesn't matter. Just hurry up, will ya? You don't know how long it will last.
Come on, Haj.
I'm working on it. I'm almost there.
Uh-oh. Come on.
Haj?
Blast it, I'm trying.
Give me your hand.
Almost there. Come on.
Give me your hand. I'll pull you up.
What? You can't do that.
Haj, give me your hand.
Karya, you can't.
Do it.
Holy Hudson, we made it.
Yeah, made it.
Fabulous. Let's go, Roy.
Yes, sir.
How did you do that?
I've been, working out.
But still...
You're pretty slight. I do know that.
Yeah, of course. Hey, wait a minute. What's that supposed to mean?
You know, I've been thinking.
Oh, yeah? What about?
I always wondered how we'd go out. Military types get all the glory. Going down in flames in a battle cruiser, biting it in a blaster fight. It's always the secret prisons for the intel guys. What are you doing over there?
What? You think I'm just gonna sit here and be tortured by Imperials? It's a good thing they don't have energy binders on our feet. If I could just get them up and over my head.
You have energy neutralizers built into your boots.
Yeah. Don't you?
They must have misplaced my order.
Oh, well, that figures. Come on, let's get out of here.
Where?
I don't know. I'm just making this up as I go along. I wonder if I put my boot on the door latch. Huh. Well, that shouldn't have worked.
Which way do we go?
I was unconscious. Don't you remember?
Left?
Why not?
It's a little unorthodox for a visitor this time.
I assure you, this is merely a routine inspection.
Routine? Since when do Imperial Agricultural Inspectors make routine visits near midnight?
Do I need to refer you to the Ag Commissioner for this sector?
No, that won't be necessary. I'll send landing clearance now.
Roger, thank you. Now what?
We tell them we can't conduct the inspection until morning. We're staying in the Imperial facility, of course. Remember the spice bust in the green sector?
Oh, no.
Computer, open prisoner transfer app.
What cell, General?
1701D.
Processing.
Transfer the prisoners to the ship in Bay 6.
Cannot comply.
What?
Cell 1701D empty.
Sith spawn alert level red.
Comply.
All right, let's go.
I'll get the door. Dirk?
I see it.
They're not here?
Great.
They must be processing the transfer already. Blast it!
Or not.
They escaped without us.
They never let us have any fun.
Freeze!
Oh, Sith spawn! Run!
Go, go!
Fire!
You've been listening to Star Wars, codename Starkeeper, starring the voice talents of
Jim Perry as Morgan Stark, Chris Dickey as Haj, Silas Carter as Karya Doran, Christopher Walker as Corin Horn, Philippa Ballantyne as Ayella Wasiri, Andrew Gilbertson as Dirk Harkness, Hazen Nestor as Rogan Correll, Joe Harrison as General Janus, and Michael Spence as Carol Doran.
Star Wars and all related original characters, planets, vehicles, and music herein is property of Lucasfilm Limited, and no infringing claims are intended. Visit podcast.indianajim.net for more information related to this project, as well as www.starwarsfanworks.com, your home for the best in Star Wars fan audio.